Well, GoodBerry came about from going online as a small business owner is a real nightmare. You know, if you're serious about your business, you need to be working with e-commerce, email marketing, you need to be able to manage your website, you need some sort of customer database to manage your contacts and your customers and keep a record of those transactions. And you also need some really solid reporting so you can see where your business is going. Now, the problem was that going and selecting all those products, there was, you know, there's five or six different products there that you have to choose, and choosing the right one was difficult because there's so many out there. And some of them are, as you mentioned earlier, they are just, you know, rubbish. And some of them are better than others. But then once you've chosen them, getting them to talk together and become useful, which is such a waste of time for business owners. I mean, you spend over a day a week just trying to shuffle data back and forth from your different platforms. And then when someone unsubscribes, do you need to remove them from your e-commerce database as well? And it's just a nightmare. So what we did is we went out and created a one single product built from the ground up that was built for business owners to run their business online. And that includes e-commerce, it includes email marketing, it includes CRM and contact management, and it includes a really easy to use website management tool so that the small business owner can get in there and literally manage their online business from one central console with less stress and also saving a lot of time.
And GoodBerry is a web application, so it's a service that's out there on the internet.
That's right. You don't need to download any software. All you need is a web browser and sort of just any computer, and you can manage your business anywhere in the world.
And would you say it's fun to use? It's not sort of like lots of dialogue boxes and check boxes and things?
No, actually, we've had one customer said to us, it was really funny, is that he thought that using GoodBerry was like SimCity. Because what he was doing is he's building this business, and when he wants, he can, you know, instead of building a town hall in the middle of the city, he can go and start using his email marketing. Or he can jump into the CRM and start filtering out his customers and calling some of them and getting testimonials and then adding them to his own site. So his website is like a city. And the dashboard of GoodBerry and the way the system works was almost like, you know, people could go along and he could then add bits and build it out and see how it was growing, like the population grows in SimCity. So that was the metaphor he used. I thought it was really cool.
And are people using it for both internet-based digital products as well as physical products?
Absolutely. The system supports e-products, so you can sell your PDFs or your MP3s as well as all your software, as well as selling, you know, to inventory management. So if you want to sell your chairs or your table, you know, that sort of stuff, you can sell physical products too. So it's totally flexible in that regard.
Okay, well, what I'll do here, Nick, is just give you an overview of the solution from the perspective of an example site, being Capitano Coffee. I'll focus in on a few main areas. The number one thing that often our design partners and technical people want to know is, will this be compliant with standards? And you have full creative control over the HTML. In fact, what I'll do first is, when we go in and work on some of the content, is demonstrate the content management features. And as Brett's already alluded to, the solution consolidates a whole lot of other business-focused features like the email marketing, e-commerce, and being able to add functionality to a site using a point-and-click approach to the programming but still have creative control. Now, all of the actions that take place as far as a person choosing a product, if we're using the integrated e-commerce functionality, and checking out, now any actions performed by a real person, as I said, whether it be a checkout, whether it be somebody who's commenting against a blog post. You can see here the blog module's being used on this site and some people have added their comments. Whether it be the creation of a web form where the person or the prospect or the customer filling out this form, all of those actions are also captured into the contact database. So on one side, we have full creative control over the look and feel, and we can be as compliant or non-compliant to HTML standards as we like. We don't change your markup. That's on one side. We have our marketing, and then we have our customer actions on the other side. So there's a real return on investment from a business perspective, and we can measure that. So let's take a look at the admin.
Well, there's a chart, so therefore we're in a business application.
Here we are, exactly right. We've just logged into the GoodBerry console. This is the dashboard that the business owner who's logged into the site is able to then get a very quick feel for how their site is performing. And you can see here that we've got stats not just around content usage, which is all nice to know about, but more importantly from a business perspective, you know, how are my online sales going? What about web inquiries through web forms and subscriptions to my newsletter lists, interaction through my forum posts and people booking into events that I'm running through the system, etc. So we have on the one hand content usage, but more importantly, focusing in on those actions. Also, this is giving us a quick comparison on the same period last week, so we can see if we're up and down very, very quickly. Now, we also have a live feed mechanism. This is allowing the owner who's logging into their site to see what is taking place within their site in real time. So are people leaving comments against my blog? Are they filling out a form and booking into events or purchasing products or whatever it might be? And I can click through to this and go straight to the customer details. But before we get there, let's go and have a quick look at some of the content management tools. Brett mentioned that it's an all-in-one product. So we're not dealing with this hodgepodge of code where we've got a Frankenstein's monster for a back end. Now, it's purpose-built. We've got our content management tools now which allow us to use Sitewalk to very intuitively move our mouse over content, click, and edit and change the copy. So, very intuitive.
So this is something a business owner who's not familiar with HTML can go and edit after someone has done the original design.
Exactly right. So the designer has full creative control. And in fact, I'll show you the Dreamweaver extension that we've also developed, which highlights that fact. But as you said, the business owner doesn't need to know all of that and can simply go in, change copy, add images. And that will then be reflected, of course, if we go and refresh, on the live page that's been edited. And the more technical person can still access their HTML.
Yes, yep.
So there's Sitewalk, very intuitive content management. Now, I could spend a whole... How long have we got? A couple of hours, haven't we?
Yes.
So we could go through a whole lot, a raft of functionality. I've got the ability to set up those blogs and dynamic menus, CSS-driven menus, forums, RSS channels.
So the blogging and the RSS is a function of GoodBarry, the GoodBarry engine itself. It's not sort of like a tack-on like a WordPress or a whatever.
Exactly right.
It's tightly integrated.
Very tightly integrated. As we saw before with the main example page where somebody could comment against a blog post, that actually captures that person's details in the database, which is linked back to the customer.
Understood, yep.
Creative control over that module as well. And with the RSS feed, it doesn't just restrict you to a blog channel. You can use that RSS feed on your web pages, web app items.
Oh, the new products.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I have an RSS subscription to, you know, AusPC Market, which sell bits of hardware, and, you know, whatever they put in the RSS, I just buy it and don't tell my wife afterwards. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Yeah.
So we could spend a lot of time going through all of these various modules, ad rotators, announcements, managing bookings to events. There's a large list of functionality. Web application framework will allow you to develop a database schema which is searchable without writing a single line of database code. So imagine building a boutique real estate site or a job portal site without writing a single line of code, adding that to a site that you're building for a client, managing all the look and feel of the list layout, the detail layout, and even allowing the customers coming along to that site to add items. You know, I'm logging in as a secure contact and then adding a new job listing to the job listing portal, and, mm-hmm. and it requires approval. All of that without needing to get into the low-level code.
So it's like a framework for building full, you know, e-commerce applications as well as being something that an individual can use.
Exactly. You can build a lot of some really good basic applications with web apps without doing a single line of code and all the things you create. So when you create a new job listing, you can put those on RSS feeds as well.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed one of the things about the GoodBarry system is that you've have a lot of focus on just the cleanness. It looks extremely clean. It doesn't have that cluttered look that a Facebook or MySpace has.
Yeah, well, if you think about our the mission that we set out to have, which was to really take out the small business nightmare of trying to go online. So by building a system as well, the system needed to be as big as it needed to be because of all the functions we wanted to put into it. It also had to be easy enough to use. So, and that's why we focused on making the design nice and clean and nice and, you know, as unintimidating as possible.
Great.
So we'll continue on. We'll step past some of the content management tools now and head towards our email marketing. What I'm going to do is just point out again that because we're capturing contact data, when we go to do our email marketing, we can run reports and segment our contacts into various lists so that the newsletters we send out are targeted to the right people. So we'll go ahead and we'll go to email marketing and we'll create a new campaign. As far as campaign management is concerned and the types of campaigns we can set up and send out, there's two types. There's a once-off broadcast where you choose a date, or there's a loyalty program type. And on a per-contact basis, we can be capturing a date against that record. It could be a date of birth. It could be when they joined a list or some other anniversary date, then it will send out a one-to-one communication to a person in the database based on their date anniversary.
Yeah, and the obvious question is there's a two-level opt-in onto these as well, which is standard
Absolutely.
For email marketing. So, yeah,
spot on. So it'll handle all the double opt-in, the opt-out, and we'll quickly go through the email marketing here. I'll just send out a newsletter.
I must admit, I do prefer email marketing than the paper marketing that I get in the junk mail, because I know it's costing less trees. And secondly, if I do wish to delete it because I'm, you know, down on money that week, I can delete it. So,
and it's great for business owners too, because they can track click-throughs, and because GoodBerry is an integrated system, they can also track actions.
Yes.
So we can attribute a purchase on your online store directly to an email marketing campaign, and you can't get that sort of level of control with paper marketing and direct marketing in your mailbox.
Yep.
And of course, you'd want to be able to upload your list of contacts if you've got them from an external supply. You know, it could be a trade show or whatever. So I'll quickly go through this just to highlight that we're able to set up a blank email newsletter. There's a whole heap of different industry styles that we've also developed. That's my favourite one. We'll go off to...
I thought the cat might have got a greater sort of response rate.
Yeah, lolcats and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it does. So here we go. We're about to set up our newsletter, and again, as with everything within the system, we can access the HTML and do some other things that we need to. Personalization, because we're linking back to our contact database, we can insert various system tags. And in some of the... and you'll see a list of the tags here, which allows first name, last name, the person's email address, the opt-out link, unsubscribe link, which is mandatory for all outgoing email campaigns, the view and browser, calls to action. So if we're wanting to highlight some text and link it to our content, whether that be a web page that we've created, and you can see the list is loaded here, it could be an announcement, a blog post, a forum, products, etc. So we're very quickly able to link our copy within the newsletter to a call to action,
yes,
whatever that might be. So I might just go ahead and I'll link that copy to my wholesale catalogue, so on and so forth. So we can link those also to external URLs. The system will do all the link management. You can see here we've got all our copy, whole heap of Latin placeholder text, which is a bonus of the system, because if the people you're sending your newsletters out to can actually read Latin, you don't have to change the copy at all.
I think there's about 4,000 people that read Latin natively. So
yeah, well, that's great. So we've got a very niche
tight
market there,
yeah,
we can go to. All right. You and I have got the same sense of humour, I think. All right, so we can change the copy easily. Well, let's click Next, because we want to save a draft, come back to it, keep working on it, and once we're happy, we will then go and preview it, and we can see that we've got all of our personalization kicking in, our links, etc. Now, Brett's already alluded to this, the reporting. And typically with email marketing, and obviously we don't have any stats here because we haven't sent this campaign out, but you can see the type of information that we're able to start to measure. This is in the reports and performance area. Customers who opened the newsletter, unsubscribed, emails that bounced and the reason for the bounce, the links customers clicked on, etc. Now, it's pretty standard for email marketing. Nothing rocket science around that. But because the solution's now providing this more holistic approach, and we're linked back to a contact database, and the e-commerce system's aware with what the blog system's working with, and the forums, etc., as Brett mentioned, it's the actions that become really important. So I can send out my campaign, and I can see that Sally opened up her newsletter 3 times, what links she clicked on, what pages she landed on, obviously. Then what actions did she perform? Well, Sally opened up the newsletter. She clicked on the link. She filled in a web form and booked into an event that I'm running on the weekend. She purchased a book from my online store. She left a comment against my blog, started a new forum topic. She brushed her teeth this morning.
I'd hire her as an employee.
Yeah. And all of that information is also available in the live feed against her record. So you can start to see that from a business perspective, the business owner can get some incredibly rich information right at the customer level. And obviously the developer of the site can take advantage of these tools and meld it together according to the requirements of the business owner. So that's the stats around email marketing. What we're able to do within the system, and if I flick back over to the live site, we'll jump onto the shop. You can see here I've got 1, 2, 3 catalogues. Within the catalogues I have some products. Again, as a module within the system, the developer, the technical person, has some access to the underlying module template. So we can define how we lay out our e-commerce shopping cart, the list and the detail view, what functionality is turned on. We can sell physical product like a cappuccino machine here or an electronic product. We're able to, in the view cart area, determine how this is laid out, and also incorporate integrated shipping, discount codes, redeem a
coupon.
Exactly right. So we'll go back into the admin here, and you can see there's my three catalogs, and I can have subcatalogs, and then we add products. There's a few ways we can then populate the e-commerce database. We can create a new product straight through the admin. We can import in bulk. And there's web services that also wrap around the system, enabling us to communicate.
So web services, it's if you have an e-commerce, a bigger e-commerce system like SAP, you're a small business owner with SAP, don't know why. But anyway, you could populate the data backwards and forwards, or a Microsoft-style system, of course, as well.
Yeah, or you can build your own little applications that extract, or perhaps you have some custom reason that you need to integrate some sort of shipping application or something.
Yeah.
Then the system can be notifying an external system when an order is created, and then that external system that your programmer has built can come back and get the details of the order and then go and do whatever. That's all possible.
Yep.
So let's have a look at an existing product here. We obviously can edit the details of the product, the images that are used, with content throughout the system, whether it's a blog post or announcements, web pages, products. We can set release and expiry dates as well, so they can appear and disappear. I mentioned e-products, so we can upload an e-book or an MP3 and sell those through the system. The physical products that we can sell, we can also turn on inventory control, so have that kicking in. As Brett's mentioned, with the notification framework around the web services, that may tie into an external system which is updating the in-stock, out-of-stock fields. Product dimensions, it's useful for automatically displaying the relevant shipping options for an individual order based on the total sum of weight or volume for that order. We can link our products to a particular supplier. This will then allow us to tick off the drop shipping option.
Yes.
So for this product, alert Letitia Sipping, who's
the distributor, or the
third-party logistics person that's taking control of that product when it needs to be.
But the greatest thing is that it's really easy to just edit your content and write up a little description about your product, change prices in a few clicks. Those basic things are all, apart from the really advanced stuff that's there for those who are e-commerce experts and need that extra stuff. It's just really easy to do the very basic stuff like pricing and it's a few clicks.
Yep, exactly right, and that's driven by the wizard on the right here. You can see if we need to add pricing or adjust that, it's very straightforward. So we don't have to drill into the detail. We can simply change, edit, click next to the next, and colour by numbers. As far as integration into payment gateways, the solution has already had that done for us. So we can choose a country. Let's go for one we know and love. And there's various payment gateways that Goodberry's already integrated into.
That's a few.
So, and this grows. In fact, because of the nature of the software as a service model and it being a hosted application, any new functionality that's added to the solution, whether it be a new module or an enhancement, payment gateway, it's automatically available to any existing site and obviously future sites. And you can see here that we're constantly adding to our payment gateways, everything from authorized.net down to WorldPay and in between. And so the developer of this site is able to come along and, working with their client, will say, okay, I'm going to use eWay, and then put in the customer gateway ID and save, and that's it. Goodberry now talks to that payment provider, and if we ever need to change, simply change. And obviously the owner of the site needs that merchant account with that supplier.
Of course,
but
yes.
No coding. It's taken care of.
Yeah.
All that handshake.
As we've been moving globally more and more, we've started to add such an amazing array of payment gateways. I mean, we added one for Iceland, I think. Recently, Iceland. We've got a Thailand one on the way. I think Ireland. We covered America with about four payment gateways, and another two for Canada. So we're just really trying to get that international support. In Australia, we've got several. Your PayPal, Google Checkout, all of it's there. So the idea is just to give the business owner as much choice as they like in terms of how they actually want to be collecting their payments and make that happen.
In a few clicks.
Yeah, well, payments is one of those problems. It's one of the nightmare problems that business owners have, is how to collect payment on your site.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. And in terms of that globalising the product too with the different payment gateways, the Goodberry admin is also going through a multilingual translation too, so that people anywhere in the world...
Who do speak Icelandic.
Exactly right. And maybe even... Spanish or French or German or
Icelandic's more popular than those languages.
Yeah, well,
it's a lot cooler. You've seen it available for it.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't Icelandic. That wasn't Icelandic.
We've even got the English language translated already.
Oh, well. Cool.
That was one of the first.
The toughest.
Yeah. All right, so we'll move it forward. I'm going to finish off with the grand finale. Would you like me to see... Would you like me to show you building a web form?
Yes, please.
Which would typically require a developer to take some time. I don't know. If you were to develop a web form, and I'm just going to load that up now, being a technical person yourself, let's say the client wanted a web form to capture an inquiry where they needed to send an alert via email or SMS or both to the salesperson. It then captures that inquiry with custom fields into a database that we can then report against and sends autoresponders to the person making the inquiry and all that sort of work.
Fairly custom. There's usually in business a custom thing that they want to do. Mm. It's unique and it's not an event. It's not a promotion. It's just something a bit weird in between that ends up breaking everything.
Could be a job application form and here's my CV I need to upload, or a donations form I need to process credit cards. Typically, if you've got an idea of how long that usually takes, is it minutes, hours, days or weeks?
I'm not going to embarrass anyone. So it usually takes days.
That's the typical response we get too. And I'll try and do it in under a minute. Let's call this Nick's Online. Edit that out. Online business inquiry. We have a concept in GoodBarry called workflows, which is like a business process, and we can use the admin tools to manage our workflows. This is being able to set up a set of steps which send an alert to people in various roles in the business.
Credit check, inventory check.
Customers made an inquiry, complaints department, and then for each step we can determine a limit of time. So make sure that it sends a reminder to the sales guy, have you followed up on this customer?
Yes.
If after a certain amount of time after that they still haven't gone in and updated the record, send an escalation alert to the general manager of sales. So it's about having a business process with accountability to the inquiries coming through the site. So we can link to our workflows. We can also automatically have sales opportunities created, and then the business owner can run a report and forecast on revenues potential coming through. So we've given that form a name, we'll click next. And then as far as database fields are concerned, we can just tick some boxes. Let's capture the work phone number, the mobile number. We've got options for letting the person fill in their own username and password. Maybe we want to automatically allow this person to subscribe to secure content that's on this page. Credit card processing, file attachments, image verification. Let's also let that person subscribe to one of our email lists. There's a number of other features which I'll go through, or you can go through on other videos on the GoodBarry site. Let's also customize this form. Let's create some, these are those verification custom things that the owner would like to know, like budget. Let's see. They'd like to confirm the budget through this web form, and we'll put in some values. Okay, and you can see I'm just putting in comma-separated values, and I'll make that a mandatory field. That'll create the JavaScript for me when I have this form ready to place on a page. So there's budget, type of dyslexia, type of business. We'll make that a checkbox list. We'll put in accountant, a builder, or a plumber. We'll leave solicitors off the list and save that. And just two more. When, make that a date field. So you can see I'm putting the field name, field type, and how to contact you. And we'll make that a radio list. Save. So what I've done now is I've ticked off some boxes for the system fields. There's my custom fields, and if we preview this web form, you can see here there's my form, my custom values that are all based around the type of field that we've created, and it's ready to go on a web page now. We'll have access to the HTML, so as a technical person, we can still get into the JavaScript and muck around with that. We'll go next because we'll set up the autoresponder email, personalized, going to the person who's going to fill out this form. Now, there's three ways that we can add this form to a web page. We can add using the module manager. When we're working in the system, we have web pages that we can create. And we can use a one-click insert to add different functionality, whether that's a blog or a forum or a web form. Now, can I introduce you to the extension for Triangle at this point?
Yes, please.
Okay, Triangle is an extension that's been developed that extends the ability of Dreamweaver to add functionality that you'd normally otherwise have to code. We can use the richness of the editing capabilities of Dreamweaver, and Triangle is a bridge between our editing environment on our desktop and the live hosting environment. So in real time, I can log in and then actually choose the site that I want to work with, load that site, and then I've had access to all the web pages, the content, file assets, etc., the templates, and module functionality. Now, modules are everything that we talked at before, ad rotators, blogs, forums, web apps, web forms. So let's go back to web pages, and I'll create a brand new page. And you can see here I've got a blank document set up. Let's call this Nick. Use a default template. I'm just going to save and publish. So within Dreamweaver, it takes the active document there and publishes it back in real time to the hosting environment for the site we're working on. Now, what I can do here is now that I have a page that I'm working on, I can go to my modules, web forms, and if I load my web forms up, you'll see Nick's online business inquiry form that we had created through the GoodBarry tools in the hosting environment, now ready to insert on our page. And obviously, we're going to have access to the code if we wish. We can get in there and modify and lay out, change style sheet classes. And you know, we've got full creative control. So that's the other way we can add that form. I'm flicking back to the admin now. I'm going to show you the really, really simple way to do it. Add web form to a web page. There's your page, by the way, mm-hmm. that we just created through
Thank
Dreamweaver.
You.
But I can simply, what I'll do, start that web page that we created through Dreamweaver. I published, but I didn't publish the web form change. So now I'm using the other option to choose a page that I want this form to be inserted on through the admin tools, insert this web form, and again, it just inserts. We've got access to the code, and we can save and publish. So I've now got a brand new page created in the system, which I can use as a business owner, just like the page I have here, to fill in, and we'll fill this page in if we like. Nick, is that correct?
That'll do.
Microsoft.com. If I get your phone number correct, that's a fluke. And I'll fill out the rest of the details and submit. You'll see now that we've captured a form. We built a form. We linked it to workflows. We've captured it now into the GoodBarry admin in real time. You'll see the live feed here now.
Yep. Wow.
And if I click on the record, I'm now, as a business owner...
Go back to the live feed. Then.
Sorry.
Yeah, click on the live feed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you'll notice in the admin, there's our live feed from that customer inquiry, and we have a contact record automatically captured. We'll be able to work with the customer details. So as a business owner now, this is where the rubber meets the road. We're able to fast-track from a development perspective all the things that business owner needs, and then the business owner themselves able to log in, look at the live feed, what actions are taking place, people are filling in forms, I've got a case that's created now, contact forms or Nick's online business inquiry form, whatever it might be. There's the custom field values. I can run a report. Give me everybody who's got a budget of $10,000, whose cat's name is Fluffy, favourite colour is red. Export that list or do a targeted email campaign to that list of people. So on one side, we've got creative freedom, content management tools, we have our marketing, we have our full access to all the contact data and reports.
And you can also see the orders on the side, so that's your full order management system as well.
We don't obviously have an order here, so it'd probably better if we look at the subscriptions that Nick subscribed to, if he had subscribed to any. As Brett's mentioned, orders. Sales opportunities. We can then run our reports and get a handle on how our site is tracking from our usage perspectives and very importantly from our marketing, our leads and e-commerce as well. So it wraps everything up.
It seems like a really great e-commerce platform, both for people that are understanding of web e-commerce to deliver to their customers, but also people who are very not au fait with this online world to do something very quickly.
I think that it definitely fits with both of those groups of people. We find we get a great reaction from the people who have been online for a while and have experienced the struggles that I talked about before. They know that firsthand, and so they come to this system and they say, this is just what I've been looking for. Then the other group of people who are starting out really appreciate the fact that it's sort of like switches that they can turn on gradually. You know, you can build your website, and then the next day you can flick a switch and, okay, now I'm going to do my online shop. Okay, now I've got a customer database after a couple of months, so let's try some email marketing. And so you can, it grows with your business and your experience as you grow, so that as your business grows, so that you can, and that's why it fits so well with both of those groups.
Cool. So with that, I thank you for your time today, guys, and keep on good barrying.
Thanks. Thanks. Your clients need a good barrying, or you need a good barrying.
And I think we'll leave it right there.